FM 90.3 WJTL. Becca Shea, I'll be all right. I don't know. That remains to be seen. Good morning. It's 7:50, 10 to 8.
Lots of sunshine today. High 40. Looks like clouds are going to roll in later today. Mostly cloudy, then on the overnight, low 30. Then Wednesday looks mostly cloudy and 51. Looks like we have a chance of rain coming our way Wednesday night. Right now, it is 25.
Carol Hastings and Randy Gaiman with us from Dayspring. And before we get started, Carol, did you give the shout out to the kids?
No, but I need to. I want to say hi to Isaiah and Jaylena. Have a great day at school.
Yeah, they're listening just to hear their names.
Yes, they
are. And now they did. Carol Hastings with us. She's the admissions director at Dayspring. Tell us all about Dayspring Christian Academy.
Dayspring is a principal approach school. And just before I forget, we're located in Mountville. And one of our goals, in addition to all things academic, is to teach kids to think and reason from a biblical worldview. Our goal is to teach them how to think, not what to think.
Right.
An important distinction, because at some point they need to do it on their own. And we want them to be ready for whatever God has for them next. And for us, we're happy to see our graduates go all over the world. It's fun to hear where they are. Some are chemical engineering students. Some are headed toward missions, taking a gap year to take a trip wherever God leads them. We have some cool things going on at school, and Mr. Gaiman will be able to tell us about those very soon. But if you want to visit us, check us out on the 15th, on Thursday, for our early childhood open house. We have a visitation day for kids headed into 3rd through 11th grades on the 21st. If you want a abbreviated open house, come to our Breakfast Express on the February 27th. And if you can't make it during the day, we've got something for you. On March 15th, we have an all-school open house. It's a drop-in format from 6 to 8 p.m. Every teacher is ready and waiting to talk to you.
And in all those cases, you could just drop in. You don't have to register ahead of time, right?
You don't have to, but we'd like you to. If you can, visit us at dayspringchristian.com or call me at 717-285-2000.
And Randy Gaiman with us. He's the science department chair. Randy, you were telling us about growing salad before,
yes.
And that sounds very cool.
Yeah, we have a window garden that is currently functioning in our middle school hallway. We have a large window that runs the length of that hallway. Actually, it's not the final garden. It's just prototypes. We've got 5 different modules there. We're testing different designs for how to grow lettuce. These were all designed by 7th and 8th grade students, constructed by the students and planted. And now we're testing them to see which works best. We'll take the winning design. We'll build an entire system. And the goal is that by April, we will feed every 7th and 8th grade student a fresh salad once a week for an entire month.
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's got to be cool to see every day.
Oh, it really is.
Carol was saying how just the hearing the water is so calming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very calming.
And most
cool.
of them are hydroponic systems, although there is one that is conventional with soil.
Yeah.
But it's a neat thing.
That's very cool. And you guys always do such cool stuff with STEM stuff. I know that Mary was always doing stuff with all kinds of robots and, all kinds of things. It's very cool.
Yeah, specifically our 8th grade science class is a STEM class. And so rather than just learn the principles of Newtonian motion, they actually then will experiment and design things to demonstrate those. And then in 10th grade, we also have a STEM class as well.
So when folks come out to the open houses, will they be able to see your hydroponic gardens?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They can see. We've taken people through the building, and they can see them now, even in the prototype stage. And if you want to see the final product for everything, come to our all-school open house on March 15th, because we will have a museum featuring all of these great projects the kids have been working on.
Very cool. Lots of opportunities to get to know Dayspring. They're located in Mountville, coming up Thursday, then next Wednesday, and then March the 15th, and then just lots of things. It's all on the website.
It absolutely is.
Check it out, dayspringchristian.com. You can find out all the info or give a call, 717-285-2000. Carol and Randy, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
We always love having you visit.
It's fun.
Tell all our friends we said hi.
We'll do.
Toby
Mac, back to the music. This is I Just Need You on WJTL. Good morning.